This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Americans can only allow the can to be kicked down the road for so long before it ends up going over the cliff. Read Amos 5:7 when you get a moment. We're going to be talking about how the corrupt tree is nourished. Let me say it again. How the corrupt tree is nourished. Now, before I do that, this is some important information. Tell me if this sounds familiar. Why did Trump pick swamp monster Elaine Choi for his cabinet? This being on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, a brand new post by Eric Rush. He goes on and says, in recent years, it has become apparent that the Republican establishment is nearly as rife with the corruption of personal avarice and progressive ideology as the Democratic establishment. No, folks, you need to understand, once and for all, there is no difference. And furthermore, if you would like to call in at any time after 17 years of being on the radio to show me constitutionally where there is a constitutional party, okay, aside of that, a Republican Party, a Democratic Party, and 100 other party affiliations. Can anybody show me constitutionally how they can legitimize themselves in any sense of the word? Now, going on, when we look in our quest to drain the Washington swamp and systematically uncovering swamp monsters, in the course of doing so, it's important that we play no favorites regardless of what an individual station or perceived value might be. It is well known amongst informed conservatives and libertarians that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Cocaine Mitch, is pretty much the poster boy for this sort of corruption. While many of us find that his two-faced pretending to conservatism, whilst advancing liberal policies, odious, as long as he holds his position, we do in fact have to deal with him. There's the answer right there. Now, despite the fact that President Donald Trump and a few stalwart Republican lawmakers in Congress have been obliged to at least attempt to gain McConnell's cooperation on matters of legislative process, if we are to effectively commence the aforementioned swamp draining, we cannot overlook McConnell's duplicity nor his beltway bred avarice. Now, to this end, I will speak to the recent story in Breitbart News that detailed the fact that McConnell's in-laws, the family of his wife, Elaine Choi, have purchased 10 transocean cargo ships from the Chinese government since Choi became transportation secretary under Donald Trump. Now, again, I said this of Paul Ryan, I say this of anybody else that American knows that is corrupt, that is still in the administration currently with and that of and under Donald Trump's administration. You know as well as I do, Donald Trump knows exactly who these people are, because we all know Mitch McConnell and his family ship was busted transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine. And now Donald Trump comes behind? and put in place and then appoints her to be the transportation secretary? I mean, folks, this was first revealed in the New York Times bestseller, Secret Empires, by Peter Schweitzer. But the Choi family's shady dealings and ties to the Chinese government have been known amongst us for some quite time now. As a report a few weeks ago, Schweitzer's book also addressed the billion-dollar dealings of former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, with the Chinese government, and which may include significant national security concerns for the United States of America. Of course. And did you hear the billion-dollar dealings of former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, with the Chinese government? How many times have I shared with you, America, they're all in it together? If this is a global play to establish a new world order, by the way, China is calling for a new world order after America under the Bushes, as well as Russia. And you're seeing representatives, the Clintons and Harry Reid, selling uranium ore not only to the Chinese, but also to the Russians. There is no difference, friends. Now, you see, this is where the faith of some in Donald Trump as a dedicated swamp drainer tends to falter. Yes, it's true that Choi has all of the requisite stellar beltway credentials to serve as the Secretary of Transportation, but those are precisely the sort of credentials that American voters did not want in their president when they elected Trump. What advantages might the Choi family enjoy that one of their own just happens to be the U.S. Transportation Secretary and wife of the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell? In the current political climate, we may never know. Well, we can know if we want to know. During Bill Clinton's presidency, there was the Chinagate fundraising scandal, which plagued the 1996 Clinton-Gore campaign and involved the transfer of America's most sensitive technology to the communist Chinese and their military. And folks, see, the media had you diverted thinking it was about Monica Lewinsky and adultery. No, it was not. It was about Bill Clinton exposing our military secrets to that of China, and it was Chinagate. It had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. And keep in mind, he lied about that, and then he came forward and told you the truth about that, because he had to, or he was going to be impeached. And of course, the fox in the chicken coop, namely the senators, failed to do their duty unto we, the people in this country, by impeaching him and then prosecuting him. When Hillary Clinton served as Secretary of State during the Obama administration, the decades-long, far too cozy ties between the Clintons, Obama, and the Muslim Brotherhood, whose stated goal is to supplant our system of governance with an Islamic one, came to light. As I warned, now the conservatives of the day are beginning to open their eyes. Now, lest I be accused of singling out those that we would call the Democrats, saith Eric, I was far less comfortable with Ronald Reagan's Secretary of State George P. Shultz serving on the board of the Bechtel Group, Incorporated, during that administration. Now, Bechtel is the largest construction contractor in the U.S., but had a far too cozy tie to evil regimes among the Saudi and Iraq under the late Saddam Hussein. Eric said, my belief was that Reagan should have demanded Shultz either resign from Bechtel's or Bechtel's board or resign from his cabinet post. Of course. But America, it's not good enough to sit back and ask for their resignation. They committed a crime. When Americans commit crimes, do they just look at the judge and say, I'm going to give you my resignation? Or does the judge commence with judgment for violating law? Boy, America, you have been deceived into believing there's nothing you can do about the corruption concerning those demigods in American government, the corrupt politicians.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Bradley Dean's radio show, he is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or Sons of Liberty Media.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. Also, wanted to let you know and thank you very much for having us as the number two radio show right now during our time slot out of 82 different radio shows on Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to jump over on Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, Facebook, Bradley Dean. My Twitter account is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And if you'd like to jump over to our YouTube account, please do. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. Sons of Liberty Media, Bradley Dean. And if you'd like to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, namely those that continuously give an ear and an eye, and a heart, might I add, to the CIA-controlled media, all owned by six corporations worldwide. We follow the Christ here, period. Cool? Again, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to be talking about how the corrupt tree is nourished in just a couple minutes here. I want to finish this up. It's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com right now. Why did Trump pick swamp monster Elaine Choi for his cabinet? Because America, it's like that of, here, let me bring it right to a personal experience. Just talking yesterday about how it was all media-minded stuff. It was all the media coming out of this individual's mouth that I was talking to yesterday. He was talking about how the establishment's trying to take down Donald Trump, this, that. No, they are not. No, they are. If they wanted to take him down, they would have never put him there in the first place. This is pro wrestling at its very worst, America. What is it that the older generation doesn't get about this? The young people see right through it. You're caught up into a political circle. It's called circular reasoning. It's like the little dog that keeps trying to get a hold of its tail, and it just never gets there, does it? There's never any resolve or conclusion, is there, America? No, there isn't, because they don't want conclusion. They want to continuously keep this domestic insurrection and this warfare continuously going on so they can continuously change the laws right before your eyes. That's what they want to do. And again, don't sit there and suggest, because the conservatives are now starting to get this, don't sit there and suggest to me, all you Trumpites, that Donald Trump doesn't know who Paul Ryan is. After just passing, he signed the bill. Again, Paul Ryan did not. This $1.3 trillion omnibus bill sold to you, the American people, under national security, when in fact it avowed funds to your sworn enemies, both within and without. But having this conversation with this guy yesterday, I said, dude, let me just give you some facts. You've been brainwashed. You've been media brainwashed. You're controlled and you don't even know it. I said, furthermore, 94% of the American people decry the media as a bunch of liars, yet that's all that's coming out of your mouth right now is what the media has told you. It's absolutely ridiculous, America, and it's shameful. I'm embarrassed for those that are caught up into this game. I truly am. And it's not Trump bashing. It's telling you the truth. And if the truth bashes the lie and the liar, then so be it. So be it. But this is ridiculous, what's going on in this country. I mean, the headline here on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, why did Trump pick swamp monster Elaine Choi for his cabinet? Secretary of Transportation. Her husband, Mitch McConnell, Senate Majority Leader. The family ship was busted a couple years ago with 90 pounds of cocaine on it. Now we're finding this family just bought several more ships from the Chinese government. I mean, this is, folks, treason. Article 3, Section 3, the Constitution, U.S., read it. So was Donald Trump unaware that his pick for transportation secretary was a swamp monster with ties to the communist Chinese? Absolutely not. It hardly seems likely, said Eric Rush. As familiar as Trump is with that nation, was he unaware that the Chow family came under scrutiny in 2014 after Colombian authorities found 90 pounds of cocaine aboard one of their cargo vessels bound to the Netherlands? Isn't it interesting, friends? I've been blowing the trumpet for years on all of these topics being covered right now in one letter. Years later. And it's funny. Oh, Bradley, come on. Come on, Bradley, prove this. Oh, my gosh, Bradley, are you crazy? Are you some sort of conspiracy theorist? No, now they're telling you what they know to be true, but prior to that, it was some sort of conspiracy theory. But now they're telling you, oh, by the way, concerning the 90 pounds of cocaine aboard Mitch McConnell's family ship, not a peep to the state-controlled media. Not a peep. Not a peep. And he's, by the way, he's Mr. Anti-Drugger. That's what they do. They give you that front. So what they propose to be doing, pull the curtain back on them, friends. You'll find oftentimes what they declare and profess to be, oftentimes the opposite is true. Colombian authorities found 90 pounds of cocaine aboard one of their cargo vessels bound for the Netherlands in 2014. Forgive me, 4 years ago. And Donald Trump appoints Elaine Chao to the Secretary of Transportation. Didn't he know about that? Really? Really? I mean, that's like saying he didn't know anything about Paul Ryan neither, right? I mean, and it probably has nothing to do with him knowing anything about that health care act, aside of the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that was just signed by Donald Trump. He probably had nothing to do with knowing that the American Health Care Act was called the Obamacare Act, and then prior to that it was called Obamacare, and then prior to that it was called Romneycare. That's all they did is change the name. I bet Donald didn't know anything about that neither, did he? No. And I bet he didn't know anything about that wall that the Mexicans were going to pay for on the campaign trail. Now we're told by Paul Ryan under Donald Trump that we're going to be reimbursed because now you're flipping the bill, America. Right? And then we were told by Donald Trump over and over and over and over and over and over and over again that it was going to be $4 billion to build the wall. Then it went from 4 to 5 to 6 to $8 billion. These are all different interviews, by the way. And then it went to $10 billion. And then it went from $10 billion, it took a leap to $25 billion, America. I bet he knew nothing of that, did he? America, you're gluttons for punishment. You're gluttons for punishment. To suggest that he knows not who Mitch McConnell and his wife are absolute, that's ludicrous. It really is. It's irresponsible. It's not even disingenuous. You're a flat-out liar to suggest that he doesn't know exactly what he's doing. Of course he does. Well, it's possible that no one in the Choi family had any knowledge whatsoever of the cocaine sequestered aboard their ship. The fact that the stash had a street value of over $30 million, it does tend to give one pause. That's a nice chunk of change to have a piece of, even if one is already a billionaire shipping magnate. How did they become billionaires? It is apathy and the blind trust we placed in those who govern us that brought us to a place of crisis sufficient to take a chance on someone who wholly outside of the Washington Beltway as president. Considering this, we cannot continue to summarily accept the status quo on the one hand while advocating efforts to dismantle it with the other. That's exactly right. And might I add, and by the way, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Virtually every promise that Donald Trump told the American people, virtually every promise that Donald Trump made to the American people on the campaign trail has been reversed. Did you hear what I said? Has been reversed. If you would simply judge men by their fruit rather than what they say, then you're going to get somewhere. Read Matthew 7, verse 16 when you get a moment. We cannot tolerate the corruption and nepotistic behavior of those in our government because they happen to be registered Republicans. It's unconstitutional. If our president insists upon enlisting the dubious services of swamp operatives for what reason soever, then it's up to the voters to call him out on it because no one else will. And here's the other thing, America. You don't have to wait for corruption to fulfill their tenure. In other words, the end of their obligation or their service to we the people or them and their special interest groups. Nope. We can impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and we can also indict them.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. You know what's even worse than this? And I get them all the time. And again, this is not embellished in any sense of the word. But again, going to this, that people don't believe what the media says, but hearing those that aren't in the battle continuously agreeing with what the things that I say on the radio program, because they're facts, I'm not giving you my opinions, but they'll be the first ones to say to me, there's nothing we can do about it. Do about what? I want to know what you're talking about. Do about what? The issues at hand. Again, let me remind you folks, it's not that we as Americans, 325.7 million people, can't do anything about the 1.7% of the population that's being used to destroy this country. It's that those people just don't want, they don't love their country enough because they don't love God enough. Because if they loved God enough, they would be in the fight, because we know that Christ is the author and the finisher of our faith. And he's also the anchor to our souls in hope. And we know concerning hope in this ministry. We fight against odds every day of our life. We overcome the world every day of our lives by the faith that's been given unto us by the Christ. Read 1 John. Read the whole chapter. It's great. Take you about 45 minutes to read it. And it's interesting, these people call themselves Christians and conservatives, and yet they're the first ones to email me, to text me, to call me, and say there's nothing we can do about it. No, folks, come on. Let's call it for what it is. There's nothing you want to do about it. I have hope at the end of the tunnel. I have hope at the end of the tunnel. And by the way, when you're at the end of your rope, just tie a knot and hang on. And that means stay close to the Christ. Get in the Word. Feed on the Word. The old analogy, and I love it, if I take two dogs and put them inside of a ring, and I tell both dogs to fight to the death, which one's going to win? Which one's going to win, America? I want to tell you which one's going to win. The one that you feed the most. But, I mean, how hypocritical can people be? Oh, man, we heard everything you said, and we heard what the Word says, and we read it, and we're Christians, and then, Bradley, there's nothing we can do about it. It's all over with. It's like, it may be all over with you, and what a terrible place to be in life. Yeah, I get tired. Yeah, I get burnt. Hey, folks, I'm burning the candle on four ends here every day of my life, and so is my family, being sold out to the purposes of seeking and saving that which is lost, Luke 19:10. But the furthest thing from our minds is to give up. It's just not there. It's not even in our vocabulary. So do yourself a favor and do me a favor. Don't email me your negative comments about how we can't do anything about it. Hey, folks, what about our forefathers during the Revolutionary War? What about them? Did you hear George Washington and John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and our signers? Did you see them gripe about it and say that there was nothing we could do about it? Oh, yeah. And you better rest assured there was a whole mess of people in the 13 colonies trying to tear away at the faith that they did have to overcome. But they believed in God, and they trusted the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And because of that, 3%, less than 3%, along with 13 colonies and 56 signers, got us to the position that we're in today, 243 years later, by the hand of God. So you just got to keep swimming upstream. And you got to keep swimming up. You got to be like those trout, man. We were just in Alaska last year. And we went out to one of their local rivers, and it was pretty awesome to see what they did. They swim up river, and that's how we have to go against the flow. A famous preacher, D.L. Moody, said that when most people become Christians, they think that they get in the boat and put the oars in and just go with the flow. He said they soon find out the opposite is true. They have to put the oars in the water and begin to paddle upstream. That's exactly right. And it's rolling the rock of Zion forward. And Jesus compared our spiritual walk with a plow. I cannot stand when people try to discourage me when I'm already discouraged. And I encourage myself in the Lord like David did, like Paul did, every day of my life. But I believe we can get to the other side if we're willing to fight, because God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Period. Against all odds. I don't care. Read Psalm 27. As a matter of fact, read Genesis all the way to Revelations. You're going to understand exactly what I'm talking about. That's the history of the church. Their backs are up against the wall. And here comes the Lord. And here comes the Lord. And here comes the Lord. +1 866 582 9933. How the corrupt tree is nourished. Hey, folks, day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, Americans receive the same depressing and oppressing news from media resources nationwide. All bought and paid for. Just keep that in mind. Purposed. And no one can say that we don't need to be patient before dealing with the issues at hand, knowing that patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. Well, we've given patience its time. Now the right time to do the right thing is right now. Read 1 Corinthians 4:5. And over again, the deception has been revealed, and America needs to deal with the crooks, period. As I was highlighting earlier from Eric Rush's letter on the Sons of Liberty, concerning hiring Elaine Choi as the Secretary of Transportation, who was busted in 2014 transporting cocaine to the Netherlands, 90 pounds of cocaine. I mean, the same old message is given over and over and over again to the American people. And the story seems to change only when talking to the corrupt fruit found on the branches of the tree, yet the corrupt trunk bearing the fruit remains the same. Furthermore, it's allowed to do so by the American people. Maybe we should take some advice from John the Baptist, the greatest prophet born of women. Yeah? When he laid the axe to the root of the tree. Read Acts 20, verse 21. Read John 3 when you get a moment. You know what, folks, you know what nourishes the corrupt tree in this country? I want you to listen to me. Tolerance. America, tolerance is the fertilizer that nourishes the tree of corruption today. And instead of laying the axe to the root of the tree, as I just said, found in Matthew 3:10 as well, the media praises the wicked administration by magnifying and glorifying high crimes towards we the American people. Proverbs 28 verse 4. And Proverbs 28 verse 4 says that when the people forsake the law, they praise the wicked. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. Instead of worshiping God, they worship fallen man to their own demise. Let me go back just a little bit. In the election cycle of 2012, when Americans were cheering on their most favored establishment media propped up and appointed representative option, Mitt Romney, by the way, he was the architect of Obamacare and the American Health Care Act, an advocate of the sodomite marriage, homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. He's also an advocate for pro-abortion. He personally paid for and funded Planned Parenthood, and he was an anti-gun candidate, but he put himself up as pro to all of these, when in fact his record showed the opposite. Again, look at his actions. And the reason he did that is because he wanted to lead America further down the road through the lawless one and his methodologies, 2 Thessalonians 2, 3-12, which leads to immorality and, at length, self-destruction, Romans 6:23, the end of sin is death. And Americans, instead of protesting Protestants, the corrupt establishment, corrupt media, and corrupt representatives, simply stand down, give it a pass, only to be deceived on another day. Luke 21, verse 8. Then they complain about what it is that they tolerate, and sorry to say, it seems that the Americans would have it so, Jeremiah 5:31 and Jeremiah 8:15. Yep. Scripture testifies against you, America. Period. Yes, Lord. Let me give you a few examples as to what history has taught a people that will not listen to the teachings of history. Let's go back to my favorite. It really is. And by the way, we spend much time on the history of Germany because most Americans, instead of praising George Bush and George Bush, Jr. and Sr. and Jeb Bush, they don't realize that they're actually cheerleading a family which was led up by Prescott Bush, dad to Sr. Bush, and grandpa to Jr. Bush, and Jeb Bush, who was indicted back in the 20s and 30s for funding Adolf Hitler's war. And if you take a look at our country today, America, we started this spin out when George Bush Sr. became the president of the United States of America. CIA whistleblowers have declared that George Bush Sr. is the most wicked man alive. They call him Evil Poppy. Okay? So going to Germany during the reign of Adolf Hitler was a Weimar Republic, a nation to be ruled by law under God. However, the Germans forgot God and his law like other countries and that wickedly departed from God, only to see history repeat itself, Psalm 18, verse 21, and gave their allegiance to a dictator which less than 3% of the population gave approval, while 97% of the people laughed at Adolf Hitler. At the end of the day, the joke was on them. Read Ecclesiastes 1:9. And while the people in Germany were playing games with the politicians, let me say that again, while the people in Italy were playing games with the politicians, while the people in China were playing games with the politicians, while the people in Cambodia were playing games with the politicians, while the people in France were playing games with the politicians, concerning their laws and freedoms, hoping for someone else to do for them what they were unwilling to do for themselves. Hitler and his small regime were hard at work, killing off his political opposition.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Today, let's get off the bench and participate in reclaiming America's historical foundations, just like our patriot fathers have for generations before us. So let us all hold dear to our Christian roots, and together we will restore our nation's framework by gratefully supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is beautiful. This is absolutely beautiful. Thank you, Tim Brown, senior editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're talking about the how the corrupt tree is being nourished. And the fertilizer to corruption that nourishes the tree of corruption is tolerance from the American people. Now they've been lullabied back to sleep under Donald Trump. This is perfect. Texas leads multi-state lawsuit against Donald Trump's administration over DACA continuation. Wait a second. Wait a second. I thought this on the campaign trail was one of the promises. From day one, the wall was going to be built, and they were going to stop illegals coming into America. Hey, America, for all of those that are asleep, let me awaken you really quick here, okay? The promises that were made on the campaign trail by Donald Trump have virtually been reversed, almost every single one of them. President Donald Trump blasted Barack Hussein Obama, Satoru Sabarka, over his illegal and unconstitutional deferred action for child arrivals. See how they got to appeal to your emotions? DACA. And rightly so. However, since he has been in office, he has failed to rescind DACA and carried on under the previous administration's policies. America! Come on! We also know through the State Department statistics, America, that illegals coming into the America that we know have doubled under Donald Trump of that of Barack Hussein Obama. Go to the State Department's page and find out for yourself before you get mad at me for telling you what you don't want to hear. This has now led to Texas and several other states filing suit against the administration over what they claim is an unconstitutional program to protect illegal aliens from being deported. He's doing just the exact opposite of what he promised to do, America. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filed the lawsuit in federal court on Tuesday saying, "Today, leading a coalition of seven states, I filed a lawsuit against the federal government to end the unconstitutional Obama-era deferred action for childhood arrival program, DACA. DACA purported to grant lawful presence and work permits to nearly 1 million unlawfully present aliens without congressional approval." See, they're not even, Congress is you, America, the voice of the people, they're your representatives. These presidents, because they have been unchecked, don't even understand what limited government means anymore. They do what they want at will. In fact, DACA was an attempt by President Obama to enact a law that Congress had repeatedly rejected. Our coalition is urging the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Texas to declare DACA unconstitutional and stop the federal government from issuing or renewing any DACA permits in the future. Just the exact opposite of what you're being told is exactly what Donald Trump is serving up America. 1-866-582-9933. Don't call me up and say I'm attacking your president. No, I want you to call me up and understand that the president is attacking constitutional law. We're under attack. Going back to nourishing the tree of corruption, well, the people in Germany were playing games with politicians like the Americans are today concerning their laws and freedoms, hoping for someone else to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. Adolf Hitler and his small regime were hard at work killing off political opposition and overthrowing every facet of the German government which stood in their way. Yet the people accepted his crimes and his delusional government, which was premised on nothing but lies. Just ask Joseph Goebbels. Americans, like the Germans, are doing the same things, and if anyone should know better, it should be the American people. Read Luke 12:48 when you get a moment. To whom much is given, much is required, and be assured, America, much is required of you. You are called the light of the world, and the world waits for you to act like patriots. Karl Dönitz, German admiral and would-be Führer, after Hitler said politicians brought the Nazis to power and started the war, they are the ones who brought about these disgusting crimes. When warned of Hitler and his crimes against the people with the use of the brown shirts, the SS, Fatherland Security, so on and so forth, it was the good people that turned a deaf ear to the truth, John 14:6, to expose the lies that were being perpetrated against them by being led to believe that it was only a conspiracy theory. And this all came from Hitler's media propagandist, Joseph Goebbels, who was, in fact, browbeating dissenters. Read 2 Timothy 4:3 and Jeremiah 11:8 and 9. Here, let me give you the history 101 real quick. Here it is. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. Going back to the conversation I had yesterday, doesn't believe a thing the media had to say, but everything that was coming out of his mouth was exactly what the media told him. He was discouraged to no end. He was done. Said he wanted to move out in the middle of nowhere. And I looked at him, I said, you know what? We're to walk by faith, brother, not by sight. And if we want to live by faith, we're going to have to close our eyes to reason and stay in the Word and see things the way the Lord sees them. Because He promised that He would show Himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards Him. Period. God is not a man that He should lie. And I again told him, you need to keep in mind that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. But the problem is with all these depressed, discouraged people, I don't see their dukes up. I don't see the gloves on. Oh, woe is me. woe is me. And it goes back to that analogy that I was using earlier about the two dogs. Which one's going to win? The one that you feed the most. Which one's he feeding? Which one, which dog are the Americans feeding? Oh, woe is me. There's nothing I can do about it. It's the end times. Stinking hypocrites. You know, I didn't hear our forefathers in the present, and I'm talking about the greatest generation in the 40s. I didn't see them walking around saying, woe is me. As a matter of fact, did you know that if they were 4F, even in small towns, did you know that if our young people, our grandpas and grandmas and our uncles and our aunts and our dads and our moms, did you know that if they couldn't serve their country during World War II, they were declared 4F, they would commit suicide? Now you're seeing people stand back and say, no, I don't want to do anything for my country. I just want to enjoy the freedoms in which I've been given. But do you understand the price paid for you to receive the freedoms in which you now have? See, and that's why we were told from that greatest generation, freedom is not the right to do what you want to do. Freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do. And really what comes to motivate, friends, is your gratitude for the sacrifice, both in the spiritual and in the natural. And if you don't have that, that's why you're walking around like, woe is me. Hey, let me ask you something, friends. Your enemy's walking around like that? Huh? Mitch McConnell? Elaine Chao? Donald Trump? Hey, folks, Bush? George Bush? The Bushes, the Clintons, is Hillary walking around saying, woe is me? Nope. They're all continuing on with their little crime sprees, aren't they? And they got the media doing the best they can do to protect them, to give them cover concerning their conspiracies against you. As they're hard at work trying to create a new world order, which will be disannulled again and again and again and again. By the way, it's been disannulled. Again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again, and again. I mean, what kind of a man or a woman walks around giving power to their enemy? I'm just curious. Oh, there, yeah, there's nothing I can do about it, son. Did your forefathers tell you that? Did your uncles tell you that? Did your cousins tell you that? Did your dads tell you that? You should be ashamed of yourselves, Americans. For standing down when you should be standing up. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we're the ones doing it. Let me say that one more time. The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are the ones that are doing it. Dr. Joseph Mengele, German SS officer. The crimes that man committed were beyond speech. Who is behind all of the corruption? The more we do to you, the less you seem to believe that we are doing it. America, you forget and you fail to understand that these people, they don't see life and live life that the way that me and you do, many of these people. They've never known want. They've never known lack. You look at some of them, they were born with a silver spoon in their mouth, and they walked around like they were some war president like that of George W. Bush. What a joke. By the way, if you've not seen the documentary on George W. Bush and the regime that he was supposedly a part of. It's interesting, a couple of those guys died for denouncing that George Bush was ever a part of any troop that they were a part of. You need to wake up, America. The fact of the matter is, our eyes are wide open, and we're ready to strike in defense lawfully for your glory.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.